Times is fake. It's fake. They write so many fake stories. Thanks to our policies, America is experiencing the fastest and biggest recovery. We're having the best recovery anywhere in the world. No other country, small or large, is recovering like us. Think of that. In the past 5 months, we've created a record 11.4 million American jobs, the fastest job growth in the history of our country. Our job growth has been 23 times faster than the first 5 months under Obama-Biden recovery, which was, by the way, the worst recovery since the Great Depression. You do know that, right?
More good news. You gotta love it. Stick around. Coming up, we'll check in with Chuck Muth. He was there in Bullhead City. What was he doing in Bullhead City yesterday? Oh, the same thing the president was, rallying at a peaceful protest. Yeah, that's what he was doing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, and 5 days from Election Day. The last day of early voting is tomorrow. Make sure you get out and vote on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
I'm checking out the traffic cams right now, and there is a disabled vehicle in the resort corridor, Interstate 15 North, after Russell. The left lane is blocked there, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper. So give yourself some extra time through there. 15 North at Cheyenne, expect delays. 15 South at Craig, ditto. Reduced speeds on the Beltway right now, 215 West at Gillespie, as you work your way up there to the 15 on the 215. 24/7 lane restrictions continue as the road work is in progress. Interstate 15 North at Lamb, that goes on until December, and delays on Boulder Highway South between Sahara and Charleston.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. Just 2 weeks into its season, the COVID-19 pandemic has hit Big Ten football. Number 9 Wisconsin had to cancel its game at Nebraska and paused all team activities for at least a week after a dozen people in the program, including head coach Paul Christ, tested positive for the coronavirus. ESPN's Heather Dinich has more.
This is certainly not something that is going to be unique to Wisconsin. This has the potential to happen to any school at any time in any conference.
This comes as the Pac-12 is a little more than a week away from kicking off. Next Saturday, Arizona opens up at Utah, while Arizona State heads to USC. This Saturday night, Nevada on the road at UNLV. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Cable. And Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to 1 hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Moderna says it's on track to report early data from the late-stage trial of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine, possibly as early as next month. So that would be great news. And then it's up to the CDC or whoever to approve it. Joining us now, a guy that was supposed to be on yesterday, but he was a little busy. He had plans with the President of the United States. He is Chuck Muth, the President of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us. Chuck, how was it? Tell me about the experience.
Yeah, well, I apologize. I had hoped to be able to call in, you know, from the rally, Kevin, and talk to you about it, you know, while it was going on. But, yeah, there were over 30,000 people there by last count. And I don't know how they do it, but somehow they are able to jam the internet signals and cell phone signals. And, you know, we were stuck in traffic trying to get out of there for so many hours afterwards that I couldn't get a cell phone signal or an internet signal to contact you with.
Well, as long as you're on today to tell us about it, how long has it been since you've seen the president?
You know, I haven't been to one of his rallies since 2016. I went to
two or three,
you know, before he became president of the United States, but haven't been to one since he's been president of the United States. So that was my first experience, and gosh, it was a heck of a lot. I mean, there was a lot of energy in 2016, but not like what I saw yesterday. It was just unbelievable.
And you know what's interesting? We were talking with Liz Harrington, an RNC spokesperson. She said that something like 20% of the audience were Democrats. What does that tell you as a political pundit?
Well, we're getting so much contradictory information. I mean, if that's true, that tells me that all of the media conventional wisdom right now that Democrats are returning their mail-in ballots at a greater rate than Republicans are, and that they're still leading when you combine mail-in ballots with early voting, tells me that that is not such an indicator of success for the Biden campaign here in Nevada, because if there are, in fact, and I believe this is very well could be true, Kevin, if there are, in fact, more Democrats voting for Donald Trump than Republicans voting for Joe Biden, that registration advantage and you know, mail-in ballot advantage is wiped out or at least significantly smaller than what it would be if you just look at the raw numbers. So I don't think anybody knows for sure what's going to happen one way or the other. If you talk to the Biden campaign and the media, the fake news media, I mean, they're confident that Joe Biden's got this thing in the bag, just like they were with Hillary Clinton in 2016. But if you talk to the Trump folks, and I actually got to speak for a little bit with Eric Trump Tuesday night at a rally, a Latinos for Trump rally, you know, and they are extremely confident. His internals, according to him, that the campaign are doing, shows that they're going to win this thing on Tuesday or whenever they finish counting the ballots. So we're just going to have to wait and see. I don't think anybody who says they know with certainty what's going to happen this year is either in denial or just intentionally trying to mislead you.
What is your sense of what Tuesday night's going to look like? Do you think it's going to be just a mess?
I do. And it's unfortunate. It shouldn't be that way. If you were going to do this all-mail balloting, like we did here in Nevada, there are other states and other examples that were better that we probably should have followed so we wouldn't have to wait a week, 10 days, like we did in our primary election back in June. In some states, the ballot has to actually be physically received by the close of polls on Election Day in order to count them. That means that voters have a responsibility to fill out their mail-in ballot and mail it in time. If the whole reason for doing this was to avoid the potential of catching COVID, there's no reason why people couldn't fill out their ballot and mail it in time to be received by election night. But in Nevada, I believe you've got an extra week after the polls close next Tuesday before your ballot has to be received before they can start to finalize the count. And it's just unbearable, especially for the candidates and the campaigns that are in close elections to have to wait that long to find out who won and who lost. It's just not the way things should be done.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You can reach him at chuckmuth.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great to talk about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I want you to hear something that the governor said yesterday. This is incredible. The governor calling out the president of the United States. This is cut one, Jim. Steve Sisolak yesterday at this 3 o'clock news conference yesterday, that really nothing really happened. Nobody seemed to learn anything new. But he did call out the president. Here he is.
We are not rounding the corner. I don't care who says it, we are not rounding the corner. You can see from the slides, our cases are going up. Anyone that says the contrary is just not telling the truth. No, I mean, anyone who says the contrary is lying. They're trying to intentionally deceive people and have them let their guard down. Listening to somebody with their hyperbole or their philosophical ideas or, frankly, their lies isn't going to change the fact that across this country, the spread of COVID, the cases are increasing. You can look at any show and see that that's the case. Somebody telling you it's not so doesn't make it not so.
That was the governor going after the president of the United States, considering the governor's track record with Dieter and with the COVID-19 virus and closing down business. I'd be a little more subtle next time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, Governor Gloom and Doom, you know, is one of those things. It's the pot calling the kettle black. The very fact that he and the fake news media and the Biden campaign, what they're doing, Kevin, is really misleading the public and trying to continue this campaign of fear and smear by relying solely on the number of cases. And one of the reasons... Now, it may not be the only reason, but one significant reason there are so many more cases is that the United States, by and large, is doing a significant better job at getting people tested. I mean, if you give more tests, there's going to be more positives. So that's not the metric that we should be looking at. When we were originally shut down back in March, we were told that it was Governor Sisolak 30 days to spread or to slow the spread and to keep our hospitals from being overwhelmed. Well, by those measures, which we were initially sold back on March the 17th, we don't have the death rates and the lack of hospital beds that we had before. And the bottom line is this, Kevin. Until you completely eradicate the COVID virus, I mean 100%, as long as one person has it, there will always be the potential to continue spreading it. And so when the president says we have to learn to live with it, that's what he's talking about, because it's not going to go away. It's just, I mean, that's not going to happen. So what's the alternative? Do we keep the state of Nevada closed down another 3 months, another 6 months, another year? The economic damage is irreparable. There's no way that we could survive that. So we've got to find that middle ground, try to find that sweet spot between, you know, the health, economic health, and the health of the general health of the public as it relates to the COVID virus. You got to find a happy medium there. The governor is not looking for that happy medium. He just wants to keep everything shut down for whatever reason. I can't read his mind. I don't understand why he does half of what he does, but it's very bad judgment and very bad management on his part. And for him to be throwing stones at President Trump, man, talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, yeah. That segues nicely into my next topic, and that is your latest Muth's Truths, where the headline, how Nevada businesses are slitting their own throats. Rather graphic, thank you. But it is true. Can you talk a little bit about what's behind the column?
Yeah, essentially it's this. And this goes back to the 2015 session primarily, where the legislature and then-Governor Brian Sandoval passed the largest tax increase in history, which included, Kevin, as you know, the commerce tax, which was a slightly different version of the margins tax that voters in Nevada overwhelmingly rejected in 2014. But that commerce tax is leveled on businesses. And I say that realizing that those businesses are just going to pass the tax hike off to their consumers somehow if they possibly can. So it's really a tax on all of us. But the business community was up in arms. They were being attacked. The modified business tax was being increased and that sort of thing. And yet, we're looking at several races or a number of races for a state assembly, two in particular, that were formerly held by Republicans, currently held by Democrats. They're in swing districts. The seats could easily go either way, and you've got two pro-business, proven conservative pro-business Republicans running against anti-business Democrats, and the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce and the Retail Association of Nevada took a powder on both races. They refused to endorse anyone in those races. At the same time, both of those organizations endorsed Assembly Speaker Jason Frierson, who is about as anti-business as you can possibly get. Why would a business organization or an organization representing businesses endorse a candidate who is so outwardly anti-business and yet say nothing about the two pro-business candidates who have a chance to win? It just defies common sense. I don't know what these people are thinking.
And I keep asking, is gaming and mining and other major industries around this town, are they stepping up? Or have they got caught in the pandemic, so to speak?
As far as endorsements are concerned?
Yeah, well, no, money. Money.
Oh, money, yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. There, you look at, and it's not just gaming or mining, but you look at the large institutional donors who give money to campaigns all the time. And if your party's in charge, they give more money to your party. If you're not in charge, if they give anything at all, it's less money than to the party in charge. But if these businesses and entities representing businesses really want to change the dynamic in Carson City, then they should be supporting the pro-business candidates in competitive races. That kind of financial support could be what those candidates need to actually win, and then the businesses would have an advocate rather than an adversary in Carson City next year.
If folks want to check out Muth's Truths, and by the way, this one about Nevada businesses slitting their own throats may be one of your best pieces of work. If folks want to check it out, how do they do it?
Yeah, just go to the blog is called Muth's Truths. That's M-U-T-H-S. T-R-U-T-H-S, MuthsTruths.com. It's a free email newsletter. Just enter your email address, and we'll get you on the list.
Glad you finally made it back, and thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Take care, and have a great weekend.
And the day, it'll be the day. Maybe it'll be the day after Election Day. We don't know. We just don't know. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. I'm going to take you right up till 6 o'clock. Heidi Harris will join us, by the way, at 5:05. You normally hear her in the morning from 6 until 9. She gets up way, way, way early. Oh, dark 30. But she's going to join us on the show at 5:05. Also, one of the things we're going to let you hear some of the president today in Tampa, Florida, where he dealt with Anonymous. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's not hard to find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. And not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take just a minute to talk about the most important election in our lifetime. While it is true that the top of the fight card is the presidential race, the races that most directly impact our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City doesn't matter, consider the last legislative session. We were just one vote short of handing liberal Democrats a supermajority and the ability to pass any kind of tax increase they wanted. We need to take back our legislature to back our president. We need to do that, and we can do it tomorrow and then again on Tuesday. President Trump has kept his promises. When he was campaigning here in Nevada, he said he doesn't play for the Washington establishment because he's not a politician, that he was elected to fight for us. And what we can do for him is to vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Early voting, it's underway. Election Day, November 3rd. Make sure, if you haven't already voted, do early voting today or tomorrow. Because that's it on early voting. And if you don't do that, you're going to be stuck in line for hours, maybe 3, 4, 5 hours on November 3rd, next Tuesday. This announcement paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Coming up in the program, Heidi Harris. You normally hear her 6 to 9 a.m., morning host here on AM 670 KMZQ, and she's going to spend some time with us talking about what to expect between now and Tuesday and beyond. I have a feeling this thing may end up being contested by lawyers for weeks, maybe months from now. No, I believe that. I pray that whatever happens is going to be quick and overwhelming to where we can send all the lawyers home. Yeah. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Today, I had to turn my heart away. Smile like the sun, kisses for everyone, and tales you never played. You lie so low in the weeds. I bet you wanna ambush me.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return.